7 2CH.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, you were talking last week about Lyndon, your son, and the success he's having in New York.
Yes, and I must admit, I was being rather boastful about him. He's just opened this fantastic new market called Gotham West Market in New York, yep.
Well, then I thought about you because Peter Beattie, the former Premier of Queensland, is apparently having a holiday in New York. Did you read his article?
Yeah, it sounds like he's having a wonderful time. Well, it's hard not to have a wonderful time in New York. But he was pointing at that Australians have become the globetrotters of the world. I remember in the 1970s, all we young people used to go off to London, and in fact, that's where I went to Leeds School of Food and Wine, my cooking school. But these days, the young people are all headed for New York. And would you believe that there are over 20,000 Australians now living in New York?
Wow.
Yeah, so Peter says in his article, 160,000 altogether living in the United States. But this Aussie invasion of the Big Apple is especially interesting in the restaurant industry and also because we're educating them about what good coffee is. I remember last time I was in New York, it was June this year, that we would really shop around for a decent coffee. They're hard to find, but they are springing up now. And it's young Aussies who are helping to educate New Yorkers about what decent coffee is. Remember years ago when you went to the United States, you'd always get that ghastly sort of filtered coffee that had sat on a burner for ages. Yeah,
yes.
So they're getting good coffee there now. And Peter Beattie's advice to young Australians, actually, very interesting, is if you haven't tried New York, give it a go. And bring your experience home to benefit Australia. So I'm hoping that's what my son does too.
Terrific.
And now, so to tie in with that American theme, it's actually Thanksgiving in the United States this week on Thursday. So that's their really big celebration. It's bigger there than Christmas. Actually, I think Thanksgiving is a really good idea because it's not as fraught as Christmas, and it really makes people sort of sit down and think about saying thanks, you know, being grateful. A friend of mine celebrated or is celebrating this week with something a bit unusual. It is a turkey because the roast turkey and the pumpkin are very important for Thanksgiving. With something called a turducken. It's the deboned chicken, which is stuffed with the deboned duck and then the deboned turkey's wrapped around the outside. In the 19th century, you won't believe this, there was a thing called an incomparable roast, which one of the French writers, Grimaud de Renier, talked about. And that incomparable roast was a bustard stuffed with a turkey, a goose, a pheasant, a chicken. Do you want me to keep going? A duck, a guinea fowl, a teal, a woodcock, a partridge, a plover, a lapwing, a quail, a thrush, a lark, an ortolan bunting, and a garden warbler.
That's ridiculous.
Can you believe that? I imagine that quite a few or a number of those little birds probably don't exist any longer, which is a great shame. But anyway, no, I don't think I'll be celebrating Thanksgiving that way. But I do like the idea of the turducken, and I like the idea of it also for Christmas.
Okay. Now, do you have a special recipe for us?
So, yes, to tie in with that, I have for you an American recipe. It's actually Boston candy. Very simple. You just need some Nabisco cracker biscuits, some brown sugar and butter. You put the sugar and the butter in a saucepan, bring it to the boil, make a caramel, and you pour that over the crackers on a baking tray. Pop that in the oven for 5 minutes, take it out, and then you spread chocolate all over it, put it in the fridge, and then you just break it into pieces. Absolutely delicious. You can top it with toasted flaked almonds too, or for the kids, hundreds and thousands. So that's a really lovely edible Christmas gift as well, you know, good one to make and to give to your friends in this lead up to Christmas.
And it's on your website, which is?
SheridanRogers.com. And one thing I just want to remind you of is my after-school Friday cooking classes, which I have a whole schedule up leading up to Christmas for kids, 15 to 18-year-olds and 8 to 12-year-olds.
And that's on your website too?
All the information is there on my events calendar, yes.
Talk to you next week.
Thank you. Bye.